Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. As promised, I'm gonna bring you the Queen's Gambit. Let me turn that off. Sorry, I just got home and I needed some air. It's hot today. Alright, but yeah, let's go ahead and get started. The Queen's Gambit, all I've got is some scans, guys. Like, unfortunately, there is no collected edition with the Queen's Gambit. I was looking everywhere. I went through 7 volumes looking for it. I'm like, damn, I know I've got this in better quality somewhere. And I don't. I don't know what happened to it, but it was only covered in a Vampirella monthly, and apparently it is part of our Chaos Comics reading order. So we've got to go through it before we jump back into more familiar characters. So let's go ahead and do some more Vampirella. I don't even know if this is a good story. I know it's a Grant Morrison story, so it's probably good. But I'm sure he's got hits and misses along the way, and hopefully this is a hit. Okay, so yeah, this is literally all we got. Oh, well, it is... I don't know. Let's see, collecting the first 3 sold-out issues. Okay, so yeah, they're talking about the Ascending Evil collected edition, which, unfortunately, I guess it came out a while ago. But yeah, we've got... No, this isn't important. This was an advertisement. Harris Comics presents Opening Gambit. Writers Mark Miller and Grant Morrison. Holy moly, both of them working together. Maybe that's why. Then why wasn't this in with the Mark Miller and Grant Morrison section? I mean, did they not like it? You had Jimmy Palmiotti on inks. You had Amanda Connor on pencils. You had a lot of good people. Why the fuck is this not in a collected edition? It's ridiculous. And you can go online and find, like, the monthly, but you can't find it as part of a digital collector's edition. Dynamite never decided to license it. I mean, why not? You guys got Terminator. You can go back and get the rights to this, can't you? I mean, you got the other stuff. How hard is it to get this? Anyway, this is what we got. I'm sorry, guys. I'll just get started. Humanity fights, but every vampire that falls leaves a dozen victims to take his place. Alright, the story so far. Born on the hellish realm of Draculon, Vampirella is the last daughter of Lilith and the first vampire of the New Age. Sworn to destroy the evil vampire race that plagues all of humanity, Vampirella is joined by her teenage sidekick Dixie, whom Vampirella saved from a near-certain death at the hands of the shadowy anti-Vatican. Vampirella and Dixie are allied with an age-old sisterhood of militant nuns specially trained and determined to fight the steadily growing threat of vampires. Alright, hold on. Alright, we're doing it live. Just making sure, guys. Together, they must find a way to stop the coming vampire apocalypse or the entire world will perish. Okay. Black makes the first move. But White always opens. Not cheating already, surely. Oh, please, save me from your pious mewling. It's only a game, you tedious, insufferable boar. As cantankerous as ever, I see. And so you're... Excuse me. And you're so perfect, I suppose. We're both exactly as we're made to be. Get over it. I wasn't complaining, merely making an observation. I don't know. Oh, excuse me. An observation? Why do you make everything sound like a condemnation? I don't know. Guilty conscience, perhaps? The Pawns, New York. I guess that was supposed to be God and the Devil. And she is? Her name is Patrice Esposito. We've checked her as thoroughly as possible, past and present. The most unusual thing about her is that there's absolutely nothing unusual about her at all. Then why her? Because somehow, in some way, we yet to understand she is the key to the coming apocalypse. We're not the only ones to get wind of this information. Word is that the entire vampire community has committed its every resource to finding this woman and will stop at nothing to get their filthy hands on her. That's the part I don't get. All the different families and gangs can usually manage as an uneasy truce at best. What could be so important about this woman? That it's unified them. They're vampires, baby. Blood is always thicker than water. Ooh, classic Vampirella. She looked weird in the last volume. Uh-oh. Looks like we've got some strays running around, Dixie. Do you want to puncture them, or should I? Would you mind doing the honors? Honey, it would be a genuine pleasure. Screak! You get yourselves back here, homeboys. Chomf! Chomf! Homeboys, huh? Squawk! Squawk! Don't think you're getting off lightly, mister. Just because you let me hitch a ride doesn't mean I'm letting you crawl back to that five-star coffin you probably rent uptown. Area secured. No, sorry. Area secured? The undead are dead again, if that's what you mean, Vampirella, and everything is just peachy regarding Miss Patrice Esposito. She's breathing, which means she can answer our questions. You can still talk, can't you, lady? Who are you people? Haven't you guessed? We're the Fearless Vampire Hunters. You were supposed to be the body the police find in the morning, completely drained of all 8 pints of blood. Vampires, as in Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Trust us, Patrice. Those things which attacked you weren't exactly created by ILM. You've been targeted, but the Sisterhood hasn't been able to figure out why yet. This is one of the few remaining safe houses we have on the East Coast. You should be safe here until we find what they want with you. I don't care what they want. All I know is that I'm getting out of here. My mother's going to be worried sick. Worried spitless is the word. Patrice would have called if she was going to miss our weekly lunch appointment. The Oik Gallery, New York City. Perhaps she spent the night with a friend, Michelle. Hell no. The girl hasn't been laid since Reagan was in the White House. She's either in training to be a nun or a lesbian, Anna. Something terrible has happened to my little girl. I'm certain of it. Her office said she left after 7 last night. That was the last time anyone saw her. Even the man across the street who watches her undress after work said she never came home, and he knows her movements better than anyone. Well, damn. You are in no shape to work today, Michelle. Go home. Wait by the phone in case she calls. I'll make some inquiries of my own. Oh, I guess she is. Leave everything to me. Oh, that's cool. All the graffiti there. You're playing well today. But this should wreck your strategy. We'll see, my friend. We'll see. Oh, hold on. We want to go a little slower because something is happening. Vampires. It's no use, Vampirella. This woman doesn't know Nosferatu from Freddy Krueger, much less what they want from her. I'm starting to think she's just another random victim. That's impossible. The Black Testament describes her right down to the freckle on her wrist and the scent of her perfume, Dixie. We're talking about the visions of Judas Iscariot here. Not exactly the most trustworthy guy in the Bible. The Gospel according to Judas is the enemy's secret diary. According to this book, our little insurance clerk is somehow responsible for the end of the world as we know it. It's up to us to figure out why. These vampires heading our way from Draculon, are they really as, you know, hard to kill as you are? I mean, traditional vampire weaknesses have never really applied to you in the past. Do they all have your immunity to bearded guys on crosses? I'm afraid so. I've been thinking a lot about what the Black Pope said back in Rome. He talked about the New Age and how I was the first of this indestructible new breed. I think I understand for the first time what he meant. Care to share it with a friend? Supposing the last 2,000 years, let's call it the Age of Pisces, Christian iconography was your best defense against vampires. Holy water, crosses, you're well versed in the ammunition. Absolutely fluent. Well, Christianity isn't exactly the potent force it used to be. Believers are deserting the flock by the millions, and there's almost no power behind what was once considered sacred. The Age of Pisces will soon be replaced by the Age of Aquarius. Now, Grant has actually talked about this quite a lot in his lectures, which I used to listen to back in the day, meaning new methods will be needed to combat vampires, ways you and I haven't even considered yet. What's the 21st century equivalent of a crucifix? Could coke be as lethal to me as holy water was to the old vampires? My reflection doesn't appear in mirrors, but could it be captured on videotape? You're crazy. We live in crazy times, Dixie. Watch this, for instance. Crash! still not grasp the concept of doors, she? Hand over Patrice Esposito now, or face his wrath. Oh, please, put that away. You're only embarrassing yourself. Patrice is in our custody, lady, and she's not leaving here with a chick who wears way too much makeup. There you are wrong, abomination. Knowing she's here makes you a suspect, honey. Maybe last time we fought on the same side, but you could be with them now. Any half-blind fool could have followed the trail of blood from the street to here. As for allying myself with vampire scum, I'd sooner burn in hell for all eternity than stand by your side again. Really? Tell Mom I was asking for her. Slush! Ah! Oh, you're good. But I've watched Enter the Dragon at least 100 times since we last faced off. Brilliant movie, by the way. Shing! And I have studied vampires intensely, creature. Ka-ting! Did you know, for example, that your kind can be destroyed by separating the heads from your bodies? Did you realize the same goes for humans? And what do you call this? A distraction. What else? Humans. Humans only good for one thing. Cleaning your infernal ass after a nice big crap. Now where's that little whore, Esposito? Another one of your unholy clan? Honey, this sleaze is no pal of mine. For God's sake, somebody help me hold these things back. They're coming in from everywhere. Patrice is under the protection of the sisterhood. Hands off! How could the good Lord allow such a terrible creature to exist? Good! You're talking as if that old fart knew the meaning of the word. Whoosh! He doesn't give a shit about you or anyone else! You're the devil, and the devil lies as surely as he speaks. I do not believe you, demon. Typical little Christian girl. Believe everything those fucks made you read in Sunday school. Of course they told you the Lord's ass doesn't smell, because that is what he told them to write. The truth is, he lets us do whatever the fuck we... Die, Hellspawn! Wah! What did I say about humans only being good for one thing? Whatever you pieces of dog shit create, it's never going to make one of us piss in our sweaty pants. Head over the fucking Esposito girl or I start getting seriously fucking creative here. It's unbeatable. She, you may be new to the supernatural game, but you got one thing right about this guy from the start. He lies. You mean, God really does care about us? Actually, he was probably telling the truth about that part. I was meaning the stuff about man-made objects having no effect upon him. Your swords aren't holy items. Scrunch! Scrunch! But this is as holy as it gets! What the fuck?! Shut your mouth, you Shut your filthy mouth, you degenerate! Sporch! What on earth was that? A diversion? What do you think? You saw those vampires he brought with him when he first appeared. I'm sorry, we couldn't stop them. They escaped with Patrice. Then what are we waiting for? Perhaps we can still catch them before. It's too late. They've taken her where we can't follow. There must be something we can do. We? You mean you'd work with an abomination like me? The cross didn't hurt you. You're hardly what I'd considered a vampire. Besides, compared to what I've just seen, you're an angel. Well, partner, what's our next move? What's this? More demons? Get the rest of the sisterhood together. Whoever we've got left, this might be our last stand. This might be it. Hardly. Ladies, it would be pointless to fight against me. I have you in check. I am the White Bishop. And now things are getting interesting. White Bishop, Black Bishop, and the Blood Red Queen of Hearts coming at ya. Vampirella guest starring she. Maybe that's why this character just, I couldn't get the rights to it. I wonder who the hell owns it. All right, here we go. Vampirella, Queen's Gambit number 2. All right, so we know the story so far. Unless you want a slight warm-up. Vampirella is certain of two things. Patrice Esposito is crucial to preventing the upcoming vampire apocalypse, and the vampires will stop at nothing to get her. The only problem is Vampy can't figure out why. Even after Vampirella and the Sisterhood rescue Patrice from certain death, they are no closer to understanding her importance. She is certain of two things. She has sworn to find and protect Patrice, and somehow Vampirella is mixed up in Patrice's disappearance. Tracking Vampirella and Patrice to the Sisterhood safe house, she battles Vampirella to a stalemate until they are interrupted by a horde of vampires who kidnap Patrice. Together, they are certain of just one thing. Despite their differences, teaming up is the only way to save Patrice and prevent the destruction of humanity. Don't panic! We've been outnumbered before! The future of the human race depends on what we do here today. We can still save the world! Throwing the game. Bored already. You always get petulant when you're losing. I am not losing. You haven't won a game since we started playing. Perhaps we should flip coins. At least there'd be an element of chance to it for a change. Chance and change. Yes, I can see where you would be drawn to that. Are you seriously trying to claim all those worlds killed by your losses are part of some master plan? Why not? The rarer victory has more meaning. And the unexpected loss, the bitterest sting, wouldn't you say? Your move. A demfrocked demigod, a repressed 20-something, and a renegade vampire. That's some human race. There is no one else. This world is dead. You lying bitch! Panther, no! Stay with us! She wants to break us up! Hang together or hang separately. Is that the strategy? It hardly matters to me. But perhaps you can escape again. Perhaps even save one of your little playthings for the moment. But which one? Vamp! Vampirella, don't worry about me. It is you they truly fear. This will take you back to the 60s. You'll have 30 years to prepare this time. You can change what happened. You can still save us. I don't think so. 30 years? I'd heard he was a time traveler. I can go back to inflict 30 more years of horror on this rancid little smudge of mud. Ooh, I'm all tingly. No, you can't have the time sphere. Oh, that? Sure I can. With this trinket, I can kill the same world twice. How could I pass that up? Face it, darling, if you could stop me, you'd have done it by now. Vampy, help! Ow! I got it. Let's go! I can't. It's too late. I'll hold her off. I'm afraid, Vampy, I can't do this without you.
You won't do it at all.
God damn you! Why? Why can't anyone tell me why? That's the future you wanted us to see? It's not as if time is set in stone. Try to wrap your mind around that concept. At this moment, that is the most probable outcome, yes. Don't fight, guys. It sounded like the end of the world in here. Mother Superior told us to trust the White Bishop, Vampy. Remember? Aren't you supposed to be reading the Black Testament? I was, but then do it! Dixie's not to be part of this. Is that clear? She's never to know she becomes Mother Superior. I don't ever want her learning she watched herself die. She doesn't, in any future currently available. How could that have been the future? Where was I in it? What's that got to do with finding Patrice Esposito? God, it's like trying to train a rock. Pay attention. All of humanity was wiped out. You obviously didn't make the cut. And your Patrice is in the hands of the architect of the apocalypse. The left hand of chaos. The Black Bishop. Show her our love, Queen. Kiss her again for us. Tell us where the child is, Patrice. That is the price of your salvation. Put no hope in Vampirella, the White Bishop, or the Order's other puppets. You are past the point of rescue. Enough! We don't want her dead. It's the will of chaos. I hear his whisper in my ear. An order from chaos. It's very amusing, but don't mistake your own bloodthirst for vision. All life tends towards chaos, Patrice. He creates us and sets us loose. That's why we can't be predicted. There's no defense against us. Oh no!
I was wondering when you'd recognize me. I'd been scheming for decades, Patrice. Only the child can bring things to fruition. You've no right to keep her from me. She's my child, too. Let me tear the answer from her. In time, if necessary. Be patient. This has been planned since your birth. Didn't your mother ever tell you?
It isn't true. No. 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 No!
Have you never felt like a pawn in some unsuspected game beyond your comprehension? This is your chance to claim your heritage, Patrice. You sick bastard! I'm not telling you anything! I think I will let the Blood Red Queen have you after all. Merge your roles in our little drama, so to speak. In her day, they called her the Scarlet Whore of Babylon, but that's another story. Now she's a spirit poured from vessel to vessel, and those vessels rarely empty without shattering. She does have her uses. She'll wear you like a cloak, Patrice. She'll own everything you are, body and mind. We've no particular use for your soul, I'm afraid. But I'd wager there are others who feel differently.
Daughter? Patrice Esposito doesn't have a daughter.
Oh, rubbish.
Certainly she does. The child will usher in the vampire apocalypse. If you read the Black Testament, you know that. The book Dixie took from the Black Pope? How do you know what's in it?
Please stay on the topic. For the futures to shift gears, the child must be taken out of the picture. Am I being too euphemistic?
We don't murder children. I should have guessed a wider perspective would be too much to expect.
He's right. You saw what the future will be.
But is one child worth more than 6 billion people and untold generations? There's too much at stake for mercy. I won't let my friends down again. I will save them and the world, even if I damn my own soul doing it.
Interesting, which piece to move? It hardly matters. All ploys lead to the same outcome.
Her body fights me. Her every nerve burns. How does she resist?
She's her father's daughter. Yet her agony must be equal to yours and easily pushed to the breaking point. Bring her mother here, if fear isn't a weapon we can use against her. Let's see how deeply love can pierce. Manhattan, the Upper West Side.
If it bothers you that much, walk away. This is a war. It makes some horrible things necessary. Yes, I've heard that reasoning before. Very Bushido. If I step aside and let you murder an innocent, how is that different from striking the death blow with my own hand? Then why aren't you trying to stop me?
I will. If the time comes, unlike your lord, I don't know the future.
Excuse me, that was said wrong.
I will. If the time comes, unlike your lord, I don't know the future. I wouldn't consign you to hell for an act you haven't yet committed.
He's not my lord.
Oh, Bishop seems to think so.
Anna, did you find Patrice?
Hello, Michelle.
We think we know who's got her and why.
Tell us about her child.
How did you... Oh, sweet Jesus, he's back, isn't he?
You know about him?
I should have warned her about him. I should have told her. I was so young when I met him. He was beautiful, and I didn't know. I didn't know he was a monster.
Excuse me? Who are you talking about?
Patrice's father.
I'm sorry if I misled you, but we think she's been snatched by the child's father.
Patrice's father is her daughter's father. I saw him once after he seduced her. He hadn't changed in 16 years. We called the police, but he was gone, vanished, the same way he left me. This is all, well, really twisted, but
Patrice will tell him where the girl is sooner or later. She'll tell him.
You've got to help us get to her first.
I couldn't tell her who he was. Things were bad enough. She was so fragile. I think it would have killed her to learn.
Michelle, please.
Patrice never saw the baby. She didn't want it. I arranged an adoption. It was easier that way.
What? Then Patrice can't tell the Black Bishop anything. She doesn't know.
We're safe, at least for now.
But what about Patrice?
We'll bring her back, won't we, Vampirella?
Sure. Shh. I smell blood. We've got to get out of here, now!
Ever consider the subtle approach? Too much hassle. Get Michelle to the Sisterhood. I'll catch up. I've got a plan. Take a shot if you're desperate, boys, but don't forget who's always standing come the morning. It's the apostate! The killer! He should have warned us! There's only one of her! Ripper to... let's try that one again. They're vampires. It's the apostate! The killer! He should have warned us! There's only one of her! Rip her to shreds! We can't let those monsters have my granddaughter. If we can't find her, I doubt they will. We can find her. I know where she is. She! Take the next left! This is Vampy. They don't suspect a thing. Intercept as planned and leave Dixie out of it. It's a blind alley. This isn't a very good plan. You're the one who claims to have all the faith? How about we see a little of it every so often? I don't waste it on killers. Are we back on that again? I'm trying to save the world. The little girl in Patrice or Michelle's world. Don't you get it? What you want to do isn't just. And you can't tell me you know an act of murder will make a better future. Michelle! No one will touch the woman! The bitches of Christ! Here's a hot tip. When you're staring down your last words, blasphemy's not the best way to go. Not that you weren't damned anyway. Fiat Lux! What the hell? Concentrated artificial sunlight, like a portable 30-second tanning booth, for us. For vampires, it's Ash Wednesday. We thought you might need these. Thanks. Vampy, if you promise you won't kill the girl, I have something to tell you. I won't hurt anyone if there's a choice. That's the best I can promise. Then here's an act of faith. Michelle knows who adopted her granddaughter. We can find the girl and protect her. It doesn't need to come down to the Black Bishop or death. Look, one of the undead survived. About time he made his move. I thought he'd hide in there all night. I wish I'd known you were going to blurt that out. If he overheard you, it's trouble. Sisters, go with the woman and collect the child. Keep her safe at headquarters. What are you up to? I'm tired of playing defense all the time. My bet is that vampire's heading straight for the Black Bishop. It's time to take the war to him. Master! Master!
You're so predictable, Ghast. Weak and predictable. And stupid. I knew you'd lose. In fact, I depended on it. There was no other reason for tolerating you this long.
Please! Now!
Crunch!
Is that... Someone got to him before we could. I'm suddenly having second thoughts about this.
If you've come for Patrice Esposito, take her, if you can, before I take you.
Stop! She! No! She! Where are you? There's something wrong about this place. Help me.
The vampirus is right. We do not conform to your narrow rules of space and time. This is a labyrinth where many philosophers have gone astray, or even one such as you will be lost. It is time to die.
Patrice, help me. No, go away. Don't look at me.
Shh, we'll get you out of here. Everything will be okay.
Whack! Ah!
What?
I've known men like you. You wallow in the pain of others to buttress your feeble delusions of superiority. I exist to say you can't do that anymore.
I'm not a man. I am superior.
Yay! Vampirella!
Why run from death? There's nowhere else to run to. You're already lost in my labyrinth. Your allies, your world, everything you love. There's no way out.
Patrice, no! She's dead, but I promised. Who did this?
Think about it. She didn't have much sense, your friend, but she had a lot of heart. Next, Last Blood.
Okay. Number 3. This is the last one we have, guys. Queen's Gambit. The story so far. The mysterious White Bishop has revealed the future. All of humanity is doomed unless Vampirella and she can find the one child who is the key to the vampire apocalypse.
Sending the sisterhood to revive the child, Vampirella and she decide to go on the offensive and take the fight to the architect of the apocalypse, the Black Bishop. Disaster strikes when Vampirella is possessed by the blood-red Queen of Hearts and her insane bloodlust. A clever move, excuse me, elsewhere. A clever move.
Clever. My queen took yours. You're all but defeated. You should be in panic by now.
Panic is disorderly, and it is only a game.
New York. Two more hearts for chaos, the Black Bishop sluts. Her name was Patrice, and soon your heart. What does it matter what her name was or yours? You're just like billions of other weak, soft humans, a breath away from extinction. Soon the slut's seed will usher in an apocalypse, and you, this entire world, will be wiped from existence.
Why? Why are you doing this?
I don't question chaos. Once I did, and see what I am. A spirit cast down centuries from body to body. But now I have this one, supple and strong, as immortal as I. And in my head, Vampirella screams and screams, a constant symphony of agony to entertain me. Such interesting thirst. I could spend eternity in this body. Again, eternity isn't as long as it used to be, is it? I'll never let you find Patrice's daughter. I know where she'll be. I know everything Vampirella knew. You're one omniscient bitch, aren't you? Did she know how easily I could have killed her? Of course, some people have to learn the hard way. And if I'm forced to trade this body for another, yours, I think, I'll still know where the child is. She'll still be mine. Damn you! This is the Black Bishop's stronghold. You've got nowhere to run. Death is the only exit, unless he wills otherwise. Something you should remember. Why are you still here?
She hurt me.
And this matters how? I gave you a mission. Do it. I'll reel this she in. You can have her when you've brought the child here.
She to sisterhood. Abort the plan. Get Michelle and her granddaughter out of there. Are you receiving me? Anyone? Sisterhood HQ, New York. Innocent child, yada yada yada, untainted woman, end of the world, blah blah blah. The Black Pope didn't have to worry about other people reading this thing. Occult lore as a sleeping pill. Jeez. Is Vampirella here? I've come a long way to find her. What? No, she's, who are you? How did you get in?
Tell her I'll be back.
Wait a minute. Wait! Did you see that woman? You must be mistaken. Nothing's breached our security. Oh, sure, ignore the kid. Focus, okay? We just got a message. Vampirella's on her way back. She's gone over to the other side.
The bittersweet sting of the air on this tongue, the wanton total caress of every breeze. I see why you love this world, Vampirella. The acid scent of hot blood for the taking. Every orgasmic ripple of tensing sinew. To inhabit the night with every feeble thing that crawls beneath it. A victim to be. This is living. Scream! Scream so even Vampirella can hear you and suffer more, knowing it's her claws tearing at you. I may not pierce your suits of chastity latex, but there's more than one way to deliver pain.
I'm still not convinced this was wise, bringing my Rebecca here. The sisterhood is dedicated to the defense of innocence, Miss Esposito. There's nowhere in this world she'd be safer.
But the way you talk, we're staring down the end of the world. There's no such thing as safety anymore, is there?
Still, I'd feel better if Anna, I mean she, were here. Or Vampirella.
They say there's a surprise inside every wish, old woman. And in every box of Cracker Jacks. Who cares?
Ah!
Now why do I think
you're not used to Vampy's heightened senses yet?
An apostle's net? Cheap, blessed twine against me? You really are idiots! Stealing your hearts will be too easy.
Mine belongs to Leonardo DiCaprio. Thanks. And she might be the right age for him.
You're a fool, girl! Vampirella's a new vampire! Old fetishes like an apostle's net and holy water are useless against her!
Gee, that is dumb of me, but I hear you're an old-fashioned type.
Lo girano da questia donna chinique che può essere spiriti sporci, tutti poteri scuri, tutti invasori, infernali, tutte legioni, cattive, riunione I sette, magio, che è affratto, vi è controllato, dalla nostra vista e dalla sua anima nel nome di Dio.
Exorcism's a bitch, huh? Vampy, you okay? Wasn't that cool? Wiped her butt good, didn't I? Where the hell did you learn that trick? Right, like I've been reading that stupid Black Testament for entertainment. Here, burn this thing. Do whatever you like, but keep that evil woman away from my granddaughter.
Don't touch that!
Not strong or immortal, but a pleasantly malleable body. It will do, till it burns out. Everyone stay their distance or this child dies now. I believe the term is checkmate. Like hell, kill them both! You don't know what's at stake. Do it! Not them, only a monster like you could murder such a sweet innocent. I'll see you soon, Vampirella. Before the end, I'll take you again. Forever. Give it up, woman. You're only wasting energy. Though I admit your resiliency and tenacity would be quite inspirational were you not so pitifully outmatched. As such, I chalk it up to a mental flaw. You're simply too stupid to know when you're beaten. And inspiration is a quality I can scarcely afford to tolerate in any case. Whoops.
Ah, this does not put me in a merciful mood. I like that statue. If it's damaged before I can retrieve it, I'll have to tear a limb or two off you. What? She's done it. The child is mine. Wait your turn.
Set Rebecca Esposito down. There's no way out. For you, perhaps. We of chaos tear doors open where none exist. And oh, what I will rip from you.
Damn it! Why couldn't you hold on to her? I got her out of you, didn't I? Not the blood-red queen. The baby! Rebecca's gotta die now. There's no choice. In the Black Bishop's hands, she'll trigger the end of the world. That's the child. Why didn't you tell me?
Vampy, wait! I read all about this in the Black Testament. The apocalypse will only be let loose if she's slain by an untainted woman. Like you.
Oh, shit.
She!
Not so loud. You seen my head around here anywhere? Thank God you're all right. Where did the blood-red queen go? Is that her name? That way, just a moment ago, she seemed different. She's got Michelle and Rebecca. I tried doing it your way. I'm sorry.
What?
Don't you do it, Vampirella. You promised. I swear if you hurt Patrice's daughter, I'll hunt you to your death.
Al sentimental. You played your part in our little drama beautifully, but learn when to leave the stage. If I'd only wanted Rebecca, I could have taken her any time. Didn't you ever think of that? To taint Vampirella's soul with cold-blooded murderer and turn her to the chaos creature she was always meant to be. There's a prize worthy of the game.
How unexpected. I thought you'd be sniveling off to spew all your goodbyes before the end. We've won, you know. I want to make a deal, not fight. We both know how much you dug my body. Stop this. Let the Espositos go. Swear not to go after them, and you can have it. What are you up to? Though your body, your beautiful, sensual, immortal body, yes, I would forsake any cause, betray any master, for that.
Michelle, she killed Patrice. Fight her. Impossible! Your soul should be crushed!
Not while something I love remains!
You ridiculous old cow! You haven't got it in you to stop me!
I love my granddaughter more than life. have a heart. She? Oh, Chaos. Oh, help me. Help me. She's dying. I can't get out. Witch. Poor Michelle. If only. If only that had changed anything. But it didn't. While you live, Rebecca, the world is in danger. God forgive me. It's done. You've been privileged to witness the end of your era. Now be the first to die in the new age. Go to hell! I've been, thank you. It's nothing to get excited about. Come here and you can see for yourself. Vampirella, no! I'm sorry. I've warned you. What have I done? When 6 billion people needed me to be resolute and make the hard choice, all I could hear was your talk of mercy. She's just a baby. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. After all that, my vast and perfect web of deceit collapses because you are lapsed to faith and instinct, and not even the instinct of a vampire. Disgusting. He gets to just walk away? If you care to live, don't mistake his disinterest for vulnerability. The White Bishop, where did you come from? Order is found in all places, Vampirella, if you know where to look. I think it best I take the child now for the sake of all concerned. Chaos cannot touch my realm, nor can it touch Rebecca Esposito there, and so cannot use her against your world. She's human. She should be with humans. What will she be if left to be raised by you? At minimum, alive. Can you promise as much? He's right. With him, she's got a chance. Here, she'll be hunted, a danger to herself and us. You saved her. Is that what you saved her for? Me? You. I've killed so much so easily lately that I started barely thinking about it. I would have slain Rebecca. I could justify it until you reminded me of empathy and mercy. You were my conscience when I needed one. I hope I can call you friend. Well, you're still an abomination. Though, as abominations go, you're not half bad. Very touching, but this place will collapse into real space in, roughly 30 seconds. Perhaps we should go. Is there anywhere I can drop you? Check. And mate? I think not. The Palace of the White Bishop. Welcome to your new home, Rebecca. No one's ever going to hurt you again. You can't be here. It's not possible. The rules. Such smug certainty. See what bad habits she'd pick up if left with you. I'm Nyx, remember? The daughter of Chaos. I don't believe in rules, but this little sweetheart just brings out my maternal instincts. Now I can show everyone why I'm the biggest mother in existence. Next, Hell on Earth, number one. Alright, guys, that is it. So, what happens with all this? How does it tie into the Chaos Comics universe? Well, we just found out. Nyx came back. So, what is the next comic that I have? The Omen. Oh yeah, it's starting. The Omen is a very big part of the Chaos universe, or was at the time. It's literally like the apocalypse of the Chaos universe. And of course, that's going to combine Lady Death, Vampirella, it's going to combine Evil Ernie and all that into a full-on apocalyptic event. So, sounds cool, doesn't it? Yeah, well, we'll get started with that in October, which is a great time for it. What better time to do The Omen than in October, right? Just perfect timing, right? That's why I wanted to go ahead and do this one quickly and get these two out of the way, because they're short and we can roll right into The Omen around Halloween. All right, guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner. Remember, if you like this video, be sure to click that like button and subscribe. It helps. Like, I'm trying to get to 1,000. It'd be awesome, right? 300 is cool. That's a good comic that we probably won't do, unless people want me to. There's a lot of stuff we could do. In fact, they mentioned Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I've literally got books for that. So if anybody's like, you gotta do Buffy? Well, you did Power Rangers. You might as well give us the old Friday lineup from the 90s.
I can do that. I've literally almost got a comic book for all that stuff that I bought, you know.
Like, sometimes you have to track them down, but for the most part, I buy my comics from Humble, and I used to buy from Groupies, but you don't use Groupies. Groupies is going to be dead in probably a month. It's over. It's a sad thing. You used to be able to buy nice, legit comics, and now it's horrible. Even the black market or gray market resellers left that site. But Fanatical is still a nice place to pick up comics, too. So if you want to go pick up comics at Fanatical, you can support Dynamite and, you know, several other publishers. You know, of course, Dynamite has a lot of these characters. Now they've got Vampirella, of course. They've got Panther. I believe they've got Panther. I know they've got Chastity. They've done just short runs of these characters. And we may cover them later. That's like later. That's like years from now later. If we decide to continue going on to the Chaos Comics universe, which is a big part of my channel, so probably, yes, we'll probably do that. I did say I wanted to bring you guys more comics, so this is part of that more comics that I was promising. And we'll try to, you know, bring you more comics when we can. So, all right, guys, I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with The Inkle, and of course, the last bit of Fathom.
I'm out.